Blog Talk Radio.
Well, if I had to come on and just, you know, give us the proper introduction, but anywho, we are live. It is January the 18th, 2015.
Oh,
my God.
Time is flying.
How are you today?
I am doing okay, and yourself?
I'm good. Introduce yourself real quick.
I am Miss P, or Precious, whichever one you guys prefer.
If you're nasty.
If you're nasty. Only if you're nasty, you can call me Precious.
Well, and this is Phoenix. TJ is who you call me if, you know, if you're nasty. But, you know, not many people are allowed to call me TJ. So it can get awkward. But anyway, we got about three topics, roughly, almost like two and a half. So that we're going to kind of cover today. And the first one is, well, I'll go those real quick. We'll be talking about spending the rest. Can you see yourself spending the rest of your life with a woman? And your children walking in on you? Have they walked in on you while you were doing it? Have you walked in on your parents while they were doing it? And also, I just wanted to kind of talk about the Whitney movie that I didn't watch, but maybe 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So without further ado, we can start off with the first topic, spending the rest of your life with a woman. Can you see it? Can you not see it? Are you Ray Charles to the whole situation? Is it not happening? Like,
wow.
Because Fire and Minds want to know. Because I listened to the other show that we did, because I'm like, I might have misheard, but I remember Miss Precious, they're telling us, you know, if we want to find out how she felt, we have to, you know, call in and listen.
Absolutely.
Here we are, guys.
Here we are. So basically, I have my moments. I will be honest. I have my moments where I feel like I can be with a woman for the rest of my life, and then I have my moments where I feel like I can be alone for the rest of my life.
Well,
you know what I mean? So, I mean, I have my moments where I want to have that, you know, whole, like, family, quote-unquote, setting, so to speak, untraditional, of course. But at the same time, I have my moments where I feel like I just want to be by myself and, you know, and I'm okay with that. So it's like still, I guess I'm still trying to figure it out, guys, like which way I want to go with things. And I feel like I'm still young enough to kind of like mull that over a little bit before I have to make any kind of rash decisions.
Before you have to make any rash. Well, you know, don't be so hasty. A lot of people are so hasty, so ready to just be somebody's significant other that it can cloud their judgment, and, you know, you're ready to rush into something that you may not be ready for all the way. And, you know, I guess that's where you have to set boundaries. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I mean, I feel like I can see it for myself personally, but I'm not, you know, in a rush, because sometimes what I see of relationships or certain relationships is that you have people that are married and they're bored with each other. They see each other every day. I was watching, I don't know if you watched The Office.
No.
No, okay, well, I have, and I've been practically binging on it. And I was watching this one episode where this couple, they basically are in a relationship. One of them works, the other one, well, they were both working at the same place, and the other one was his superior, but she got fired. So she's laying across the bed waiting for him to get home at 5:15, you know, and that's just supposed to be their life, you know what I mean, like every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, like you just have to go home, maybe do the same thing. I think it can get boring, you know what I mean, in a lesbian relationship. When you have somebody that just, I don't know, maybe I'm just speaking of me, but I would prefer the person I'm with or a woman to just be, have something else going on besides, you know, depending on me to entertain you, you know, to bring in the noise. But I can do that sometimes, you know. I just can't. It's not. I'm not your personal clown to, you know, do no entertainment for you. So please get something about yourself. But seriously, you know, sometimes you think about seeing somebody or growing old with somebody, and then I see old women, and I don't mean like 50 or anything. I mean like maybe old, like 70, and I'm like, I wonder if they still do it. You know what I mean? If they're in a lesbian relationship, because I just can't see myself with somebody, you know, that looks 70. I mean, am I being superficial?
You're not. You just basically just laying out there what you like and what you don't like, you know, and it's nothing wrong with that because everybody's entitled to, you know, have preferences.
But I see it, though, as far as, like, family and just having somebody that you're really in love with and being able to spend the rest of your life with that person. I think a lot of people just, well, let me backtrack. Before I decided that I was going to be myself and, you know, be out and stop trying to live a lie, I had this idea in my mind where I was like, I'm just going to be normal. I'm just going to settle and just marry a guy and call it a day, and that was going to be it. You know what I mean? Because I see how people talk about gay people or lesbians, and I don't see anybody around me that is like me. You know what I mean? Or any couples. I don't see that. Or I wasn't seeing that. I still don't really see it, you know, in my town or anything. But when you don't really feel comfortable sometimes, we kind of want to settle. And we think that it has to be a certain way because society says it's supposed to be a certain way or it's what your parents did. And you're like sitting there like, what am I doing? I do not like doing any of this activity with a gentleman. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like that. And I know what I want. So you have to, I guess, I saw myself having that with somebody, you know, with a woman, and because I couldn't see myself doing that with a guy. You know,
right.
It just, that whole idea made me uncomfortable, you know? So I definitely see it. Personally, I do.
Right, definitely, you know, but hence you guys noticed that I didn't say that, you know, it's either I be with a man, I spend my life with a man, I said myself or a female, because I can't honestly see myself living with a man. I would be the king in that place, you know what I mean? Like, I would run him, and I would cheat on him, you know, so it wouldn't make any sense.
Well.
Yeah, it wouldn't make sense to bring somebody into my life that I'm going to hurt, you know? So, yeah. It would be so out of control, so definitely not on that one.
I'm tripping.
Theme.
I'm tripping.
Yeah.
But it would definitely be out of control. I'm freaking controlled. But
absolutely.
I do see where you're coming from. It just seemed, to me, it would seem so backwards because in my mind, I would be like, you know, excuse me, I would probably be wondering all the time, what if? You know what I mean? Like, what if I just do all this and I'm not happy? So, like you said, you'd be cheating on them. That's basically what was going on. You know what I mean? So I do see that, you know, as something that I see for my future. And if you're listening, people, you can definitely chime in, press one if you want to talk with us. We'll definitely take callers. I meant to tell you as well, before we go on to the next topic, you know, we had two special people on Rainbow Rendezvous not so long ago. And if I'm not mistaken, it was Sandra and
Dakari.
And recently, they had actually made the news because of the Supreme Court. You know, they are going to be looking at marriage equality, just trying to make it where it is, or not make it. Let me back up. They're going to decide whether or not it's unconstitutional across the U.S. Because, you know, we still have a few states that haven't, you know, decided on whether or not they wanted to make or declared unconstitutional the marriage ban on same-sex marriage. So I was really surprised when my state turned, you know, was like, hey, let's do this. You know what I mean? I was surprised. I thought it was took like a million years,
mm-hmm.
but they did it. You know, but they made their local news, and, you know, they were just talking about all of the challenges that they were encountering. And I just wanted to send them a shout-out because they stood up and, you know, they were speaking out. And I know
mm-hmm.
Dakari had been speaking out before, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean, about all the crap that they had to deal with. So really proud of them. So I just wanted to give them a shout-out.
Yes,
you know.
Definitely. Shout out to them. Definitely.
Yeah, no, I just had to bring that out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you had any announcements or anything that you wanted to give. I know I just like totally went into another mode. I just remembered that they did that, and I just wanted to. I felt like it was appropriate, I guess.
Yes, of course. Of course, it's always appropriate to show love to people that's out there making, you know, headway out here for people like ourselves and, you know, setting that pavement up so we could walk down it, so to speak. So, yeah, much love to them. They're both sweet and wonderful individuals, so I'm excited.
Okay. All right, well. We're going to be going on to this next topic, which is children walked in on me. Done.
Uh-oh.
I don't have that problem.
Uh-oh. I don't either, no. But I don't have children.
No, I don't have that issue.
Right. I don't have children. I don't have those, you know. But,
really?
However, I did experience that for like 5 minutes before in my life. And I don't remember, I don't think it was damaging because I think I was so quick to, you know, maneuver, so to speak, that it was just like in and out. It was like an in and out situation. Like he didn't even know what was happening, you know, hopefully. He's never brought it up in life. But hopefully I didn't scar him. Hopefully I didn't scar him.
Like, well, I don't think it was damaging. And it's a possibility it wasn't.
Hopefully. I wonder if anybody out there have any stories that they can share, because I really don't have one that goes into a lot of great detail, but you definitely need to press one if you're online and let us know about your story.
Say something good to us.
Mm-hmm.
Say something good. So,
I mean, really, really quick, Fien, I know you don't have children, but how would you react to that? Let's just switch it around a little bit. How would you react if you did go through that experience? How you think you would react, I should say, handle that?
Well, first of all, I would probably have a lock on the door.
Mm-hmm.
If this is a hypothetical situation, like lock the door.
I mean, of course you're going to lock it, but what if you forget? You just start. What if you just start?
Going at it.
Yeah, you don't think about the door. You just go ahead.
I don't know. I'll pretend like I have, you know, I mean, we'll stop and we'll stop. We'll have a plan. Like, I'll say there was a spider on me and I was just trying to get, they were trying to help me get out my clothes. We were trying to search for a spider. You know, that's how I would explain it. I'm not giving them the children no details on what's really happening in the world. Not in that world. But on a serious note, though, I don't know. I would probably be embarrassed depending on my child's age. But then, depending on my child's age, I'd be like, what the hell? You know, knock. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
knock. Other than that, I mean, I'm not going to break down the birds and the bees to them. You know, if they're pretty young and they bust in, not explaining it. And it's like, you know, depends on how long they were there, maybe, too.
Right.
Because I'm going to say, you know, when kids see things sometimes, I think they try to imitate things. You know, like, you ever seen these children that I noticed that growing up, excuse me, there were children that were doing stuff that I wasn't doing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and we're like maybe in kindergarten or maybe 7 or 8, and they're already, you know, getting down with the get down. And you're like, where the hell, you know, where did these children learn this stuff? And maybe
right.
no, maybe the parents didn't know that they were looking or watching or walking in. I think that's just, I think it's a discussion. I think that may be up for maybe one of our next discussions, like what age do you need to break down the birds and the bees to your children? Maybe we'll have a special guest on to kind of, you know, help us with that question, because kids make a lot of, I don't want to say mistakes, kids do a lot of things and they don't understand. You know what I mean? Like, they don't understand exactly what they're doing or the effects of what they're doing, like drugs, playing with guns, things like that.
Yeah, and on the flip side, a lot of parents don't know what they're doing either when they, I mean, I know accidents happen where kids can catch you up, but it's a lot of times parents don't know how to parent. So I'm just saying, that's another topic on another date too, but I'm just saying.
I definitely would like to get into that.
Right, it's not always with the child seeing certain things and acting it out, then there's a reason why, right? So, yeah, parenting plays a factor.
Hashtag
parenting.
You know, you like, I don't know, you know, you'd be like, what is really happening?
Mm-hmm.
I'd definitely be taking some notes on that, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if I'll ever decide that I want to have children like that. I mean, I do want them, but not right at this moment.
Right.
But I do want to have them before I'm 40. So, I guess we'll see how that occurs.
We'll keep our ear to the ground so we can figure that all out together with you as it goes, as time goes on. It's just this year, the year that you will have a baby for us.
What?
We'll tune it in and figure out whether this year you'll have a baby for us. You know, you'll make us all aunts and uncles and godmas.
I just want you to know.
Yes.
I just want you to know that the only baby that you need to worry about is my baby cat, who ain't a baby no more. Okay? That's the only one that, you know, you can honestly really just be like, okay. That's Tammy's child. That's Phoenix's child, Charlie. And maybe
right.
the dogs. They're my children. Sometimes. I meant to put some pictures up of them today. Because they're really great dogs. I find myself howling with them all the time.
Howling.
So, it's kind of fun, you know, because they're kind of crazy. But I wanted to talk about, before we go into our topics for next week, I don't know if you were seeing any of the previews or even paid attention to any of the talk around the Whitney Houston biopic.
No.
Didn't hear anything about it. Nothing.
None. Not one peep.
Let me school you up. Let me school you up real
quick. Please fill me in. Please fill me in.
Well, I didn't watch all of it because it was starting to make me angry. And we'll get to that. But basically, let me just start this off like this. I love Angela Bassett.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of love Whitney Houston. You know what I mean? I love her as an artist. I don't want to say love, excuse me, but I love her as an artist and her vocal ability and talent and just the fact that she kind of was a I don't give a damn. Substituting that for fuck, but, you know, I don't give a damn attitude. So the movie basically, they were telling the story of Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown. So it was the first thing that made me angry was the wigs that were, you know, worn. I'm like, where the hell did they get these wigs? Like, did they pull them out the bargain bin? What's really happening? I was kind of upset because I'm like, these people look real bad, you know.
Right.
So, and Whitney was like, I mean, the woman who played Whitney, who is Yaya DaCosta, who was apparently a former America's Next Top Model runner-up. Girl can sing. She just knows.
Mm-hmm.
But she can sing. And the movie, again, the movie's directed by Angela Bassett. And maybe it was the fact that it seems like they rushed the movie. And the whole time I'm looking at the movie, I had already given it the second strike that it got, though, was the guy who was saying, he got up, he was supposed to be Bobby Brown. And he had his hair, you know, had this ugly haircut that was supposed to be Bobby's haircut, but it just looked really ridiculous. You know, it didn't look like you couldn't, like, you could have still made it modern and don't make it look like it's a damn lace front male haircut wig or something, because it was ugly. And the guy, he didn't really sing. He was messing up my song. I think it was Every Little Cell. It pissed me off because that's my song. You know, but they could dance. It was in the, you know, he was performing, and apparently this is where they met. But when the movie first started out, Bobby was rude. He said, because I think Whitney must have hit him by accident or kicked his chair by something. And he was like, don't let it happen again. And he turned around and was looking at the show. So I'm just like, it's already getting so many strikes. So the third thing that really turned me off from watching the rest of the movie was that when I think, now they weren't in a relationship, Bobby and Whitney weren't in a relationship at this point in the movie that I'm about to tell you. Excuse me, about, they were cool. You know, they had started talking and all that. So Bobby walks in on Whitney. Not walks in, see where I'm going? See how I'm about to mess that whole thing up? Bobby came in and, you know, he came into the, to, she was apparently in the studio, I think, and he comes in. She looks like he's sniffing some coke. So I'm thinking apparently he was doing this stuff before they even got down, because they didn't introduce it as or show it as if she was introduced to it by him. You know what I mean? It was more or less like she was already into the drugs before he came, you know, before he came into the picture. So I guess the thing that made me upset was the fact that it's like, is this the whole reason why you guys even made this movie, just to show that Bobby didn't have anything to do with it? Like, is that what we're supposed to be, you know, made to believe?
Right. Like, possibly. Who knows? Who directed it? Angela Bassett?
Yeah. They didn't really, I think Twitter really dragged her too much. But I think when you do any of these biopics or whatever, I think you need to really have people's family involved. Get their blessing before you start doing this stuff. I'm telling you. And off the record, off topic real quick, if you were to have a movie made about you, who would be playing the lead role? Who would be playing you?
I would say no one.
Uh-oh.
No one can play me. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm side eyeing you from the.
I'm just kidding. So, what celeb would I pick to play me? I would pick probably Eve. Who would play you?
I ain't gonna. I'm gonna think. Let me think. Queen Latifah would play me, maybe. Possibly.
That's
her. Or I don't know. I don't like many people.
Right.
So,
me either.
But if anybody, I would say Queen Latifah. She would definitely be, you know, be playing me if I had a movie made about me. But then she's older than me, so I don't know how that would work. So let me take my answer back, and let me see who's around my age that might have some of the coolness that I have. That could play me. And right now, that's probably nobody.
Well, Eve is younger than me, so she'll still play me.
See, you know what? That's okay. That's fine. I was going to say for you, I was going to say Jada Pinkett Smith or somebody, but okay. Eve,
mm-hmm.
I see it. I see it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even mad.
You know, short blonde hair.
True.
So, yeah, Eve. So, that's how I'm feeling about that. But, you know,
Well,
she's a married woman now, so
that's going to be interesting to see how. Like, I guess she put out, I don't know if she put out an album recently, but you know, if she did or if she didn't, I mean, I'm going to check it out and see if she did. Maybe she did. I don't know. Check out White Eve.
Yeah, she's cool.
But our next topic, though. Let me let you know what's happening. So this time we're gonna have three. Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun.
So we
don't
have a guest.
Yeah.
But
let's do it.
You know, either way, we're gonna have a guest. We will have a guest, and they will be guests. I don't know who yet, and they will be guest hosting with us on this particular these next few topics. Y'all gotta understand, like, I'm hot and I'm cold right now, so my brain is operating a little slower than normal. But anyway, here we are. And these are pretty interesting. Excuse me. You know something is off with your woman's height. How do you handle that? This is all for next week, too. So do you maintain an amazing friendship with an ex that's respectful, yet your girl wants you to cut all ties? Second topic, and for our third topic, excuse me. Once a woman or once a person gains independence, do you still want them?
Right.
Those are going to be our topics because
great topic.
It's amazing. It's amazing some of the stuff that you know we've seen go on in people's relationships, and the way like once a dynamic changes in terms of you know. If somebody's getting independence or if somebody's starting to, you know, basically getting independence. People get insecure. So I can't wait for that topic at all. Hopefully we're going to be having some cool guests that we will be announcing once we've got those people locked in and they will be joining us from time to time. And I'm just excited and I just want to say thank you, Ms. P. Precious. You know, you are so appreciated. I have fun. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Those are going to be our topics for next week. Just want to thank everybody for listening in. Those that will listen, appreciate you guys, too. And we will talk next Sunday at 4 p.m.
Yes.
Eastern
we will talk
Standard
then.
Time.
Check me
so,
out on the interview show. Check me out on the intuneshow.com, and you can check me out on Twitter at TheOfficialMissP. Thanks for everything, Fiend. Thanks, everyone. I'll talk to you guys next week.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. All right, everybody, this is it. I will talk to you guys later. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Sunday, and we're out, and I'll talk to you guys later. Peace.